Once again, Charlie Adams, Charlie and Company.
And in 3 minutes, the word. That's right, I'll have the word for you. The word of the week.
Whoa, whoa, wait a second, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear that? It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and to whoever else it may apply, for Word of the Week. It is presented by Muhlenberg Elementary Center and Reading. Reading, let's say Reading Pediatrics, because it has to do with reading. Good citizens of the Reading capital of the world, Reading, PA, where we're reading in Reading during the literary festival, and we do it even when there's not a literary festival. This week's word of the week is, and I want to hear it, hear you say it, I'll say it, and then we'll repeat it all together. The word is vivid. Ready? One, two, three, say it. One, two, three, vivid. Yeah. V-I-V-I-D, which is backwards, is diviv. The definition of it is brilliant, lively, full of life, sort of like Lem Karman, who is vivid. So the word of the week is vivid, and in a sentence, here's a sentence. We discover the vivid reds, oranges, and yellows of the tree foliage. I love that. When autumn makes its premiere and its foliage. Of course, vivid is the word of the week. Wow, see? Wow, word of week. So we invite you to use the word all week and help Reading, the reading capital of the world, while having fun with words and literacy. So use the word vivid. Say, you know, that somebody comes in with a nice, bright dress on, or shirt. That's a very vivid shirt or dress. Or, Mitch, you look vivid today. He doesn't, but it's all for radio. You know, what?
What if you're Pennsylvania Dutch?
We didn't address that. Okay, you folks, I guess we should do that. We should do that for people later.
Charlie, you look vivid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So let's make it official. For anybody north of Leesport, it's vivid. Yeah. The word is vivid. For the rest of us, it's vivid. The word of the week.